This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Pieces on the table as Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgent leaders are about to begin talks aimed at ending 2 decades of war in Afghanistan. Among those on hand for today's ceremony in Doha, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the two sides, "The choice of your political system is yours to make." He said after almost 20 years of fighting, an endurable peace is possible. The actual talks begin tomorrow. The head of Afghanistan's peace council, Abdullah Abdullah, said if the two sides join hands and honestly work for peace, what he called the current ongoing misery in the country will end. Analysts cautioned the path to peace will not be easy. Among the top early priorities in Doha, reaching an immediate ceasefire and an agreement that upholds the rights of women. Reuters reports that the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen early today attacked two targets in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. A Houthi spokesman is quoted as saying the coalition carried out 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp and the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus, and apparently targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders. No word on casualties. Bombings in Sana'a have been relatively rare since last September, when Saudi Arabia reached out for indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Prosecutors in Germany say they'll investigate the case of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is being treated in Berlin for suspected poisoning, and may offer the information to Moscow. The German government had earlier said it would not investigate the case because the alleged nerve agent poisoning took place in Russia. Moscow insists it has seen no evidence that Navalny was a victim of foul play. Alexei Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's highest profile critic. He was flown to Germany last month after becoming violently ill while traveling from Siberia to Moscow. Navalny's supporters call it a case of attempted murder. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Here in the U.S., wildfires continue their deadly sweep through the western states of California, Oregon, and Washington. Millions of acres have been lost, and the death count is rising. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says dozens of people are missing in her state. Tens of thousands have been evacuated from their homes. Hundreds of thousands of others have been told to be ready for evacuation. Though weather conditions are easing somewhat, flames have been threatening areas near Portland and Oregon's capital of Salem. More than 1,500 square miles have been scorched. The biggest worry is that two major fires in the state will merge, posing an even greater danger to Oregon's most populated region around Portland. In California, there is a search for victims north of San Francisco, even as nearly 15,000 firefighters battle more than 24 blazes across the northern part of the state. The deadliest has so far claimed at least 9 lives, but 19 people are reported unaccounted for. Many of the places to be searched remain too hot for rescue teams to enter. And this is just the beginning of the fall fire season. More than 3 million acres have been affected in neighboring Washington. Governor Jay Inslee says flames the last 5 days have made his state's second worst fire season ever. He blamed climate change. India is reporting its second straight record-setting day for new coronavirus infections, 97,570. Its caseload has grown to almost 4.7 million, with more than 77,000 lives lost. The spread of infections in India is faster than anywhere else in the world, as cases surge through both urban and rural areas. All of this part of COVID's relentless assault on the world and its people. The numbers from the Johns Hopkins University running tally, nearly 28.5 million infections at a cost of 916,000 lives. Thousands of people in Auckland, New Zealand today protested the government's latest lockdown and social distancing laws. They were reimposed last month after a new but small coronavirus outbreak. At least 50 people are thought to have died when an artisanal gold mine collapsed near Kamituga in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The cave-in occurred yesterday following heavy rains. Photos and videos on social media showed hundreds of people near the mineshaft entrance. Some could be heard wailing in grief. Mining accidents are common in unregulated artisanal mines in Congo, with dozens of deaths every year, as often ill-equipped miners burrow deep underground in search of gold. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara, his government has reached out to his main opponents and religious leaders to intervene to ease tensions following his decision to run for a third term in next month's Ivorian election. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.